Tonight, Celebrity Big Brother Draft is sponsored by SeatGeek. Now, buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated and confusing, but there's a better way to buy. That's with SeatGeek, because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets for every type of live event. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or if you need the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. I'm on SeatGeek right now, and I can tell you, if with a click of the button, I could be buying tickets for May 26th at the Cannery Casino, North Las Vegas, Sugar Ray with Smash Mouth. You'll think you're right there in 1998. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. They're going to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. You get the most bang for your buck. SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats to fill your budget. And to help you get the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek is going to grade every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget, just like you guys are going to grade our draft. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you could shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code ROB today. That's promo code ROB for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Coming live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's ready to talk through the first ever cast of Celebrity Big Brother. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother draft. I'm very excited. So I feel like it's the first day of school to be back here tonight with the LFC to do our draft. And this is the first time, I believe, that I am participating in the LFC draft. So I'm very excited about this. Let's meet the crew once again. For those of you guys who have not been following along here in the off season for whatever reason, of course, the man who will have daily updates for you and the host of The Taran Show, of course, the editor of First One Out, the great Taran Armstrong. Taran, how are you?
I'm great. I'm always happy to be involved in a draft that I'm going to win. So looking forward to it.
Okay. Taran has a strong record coming in, not undefeated, but a very strong record, of course, joining us tonight as well. Melissa Denny, who has not yet won a draft.
Yeah, well, let's also consider that I haven't participated in that many drafts yet. So it's not like I've been participating the whole time and losing every time. But to be fair, I am the one LFC member who has not won.
Not yet. Not yet.
At this point.
And the,
but I'm going to win this year.
Yes. The reigning Big Brother draft champion is here with us as well. Of course, it's Brent Wolgamott. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm hearing a lot of excuses right now, Rob. That's what I'm hearing from these two. So,
what was my excuse?
Well, just you being you, Taran. That's all there is to it.
I'm hearing excuses from you is what I'm hearing.
I'm ready to take it home again because victory tasted so good the first time.
Okay. Well, we are here. We have a draft. We've got sort of a cockamamie draft order that I worked out. I want to talk this through with the LFC. We'll explain more on that in just a moment. But here we are, ready to go. 6 days away from the premiere of Celebrity Big Brother on CBS, the 18-day experiment, which will air opposite the Winter Olympics. And we're so excited to talk about this group, which is going to, we will see them play. They are already in the house. They are already playing. I did have the opportunity to meet with this cast the other day. And let me just tell you, because that's about all I can do about these amazing experiences. So I may have a leg up here tonight, Taran.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it would be unfair, but I think everyone knows that I'm going to win anyway. So it's really just, you know, handicapping the week.
Yes. So I did have the opportunity to talk with them, and those were interviews that were scheduled to be seen on the CBS website. And I may or may not be released at some point to the general public. Brent, is it possible that my Raven Kool-Aid realness was just too hot?
It is generally possible, but on the other hand, you never know with CBS. We love them, but you never know what you're going to get with that. So I'm still waiting for the interviews. I saw Ika's interviews on ET yes. Canada, and they were very fun.
Yes.
So I think that we're in for a fun season no matter what.
It's possible that maybe somebody at CBS could be like, hey, Big Jeff, we knew this. We tried something new. It did not go well. It did not go well. So please.
Mayday. Mayday.
This guy does not know what he's doing. He's asking too many crazy questions. Who knows? Who knows what the issue is here? But we will see. We'll see. Let's see what happens. But so I did get to meet with the cast. And although I guess it's sort of like, Melissa, if a tree falls on the CBS lot and nobody records it, did it really happen?
I don't know. It probably just didn't happen. It's dust in the wind at this point. So, you know, I've watched the interviews, so I feel like I'm pretty prepared.
Okay, good. A lot of other interviews that are out there. Of course, Ika had interviews for E.T. Kennedy, E.T. Canada, that we had E.T. proper here in the United States. They did long-form interviews as well. I believe The Hollywood Reporter had interviews. Taryn, am I missing anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Except for yourself, of course.
Except for myself. I believe, maybe this could be like some Black Mirror episode, Taryn. I'm pretty sure I was there.
You never know.
This could all just be a giant ruse. Like you told us all, like, I went there. I was there. But really, who's to say if you actually were
Ask
there?
Ask Ika. I saw her. Ask Ika. But we didn't take a picture. She said that we were going to take a picture. And then we went to lunch. And then she said she was going to come back and take the picture. And then she never came back. But I'm telling you.
No proof.
I asked Ika if she saw you. And she said, I quote, I'm not about that life.
So. All right. So here's what I have proposed here tonight. So I have basically, I went to the drawing board and I got out as a Jet fan, I'm very focused on the NFL draft and how much each pick is going to be worth. I believe that this cast may be a top heavy cast in terms of who we will want to draft. I think that the first couple of picks may be way more valuable than picks that are later on in the draft. So I ended up constructing a formula. Okay. I thought Brent was going to like this. I'm not sure if he does, but so this is basically, I came up with four packages of picks, okay, and then we will have lopsided teams where there will be two teams that only get two players because there are four of us and 11 people in the cast. So those teams with just two players, one will have the first pick to the one team A, okay, I'm going to say, get a pen if you want to write this down. Team A will have the first pick in the draft and they will have the ninth pick in the draft, and that's it, two-person team.
Okay.
Okay. So you have 1 and 9 if you are in that slot.
I'm taking notes.
Okay. Then there is another team that will have two players. They will have the second pick and they will have the seventh pick. So if you are if you are that team, you get the 2 and 7. That's it out of the cast of 11. All right. There is a team of three players. That is team C. Okay. If you are team C, you will get the third pick. You will get the sixth pick. And you will have the 10th pick. So 3, 6, and 10 is also one of the teams. And then the fourth team will have four players. And you will have the fourth pick, the fifth pick, the eighth pick, and the 11th pick. That's like the Cleveland Browns. You traded back and accumulated more picks if you are that team with four players. You will pick at 4, 5, 8, and 11. Okay? So Taryn has gone through and crunched the numbers in his supercomputer. And so he will tell us, he will now reveal to us who will be which team.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm team D. I'm the fourth team.
Oh, okay. Fourth one out, Taryn.
Pick four players.
Okay.
I can't reveal my methods, but I feel like that's going to give me a little bit of a leg up. So that's what I'll do. I'll give, I don't know, like, do you guys have any requests?
I'm saying nothing.
Well, I will take whatever is last. I feel like I have a leg up because I got to talk to all of them. So I'll let, Brent and Melissa, you figure out what you guys want. I'll take whatever you guys don't want.
Oh, and for the chat, the reason I'm picking the draft, even though Brent is the reigning Big Brother draft champion, I won the most recent Survivor draft. So I am back. The crown is back on my head. He picked the order for that draft.
Poor Brent. He only got the crown for like a minute.
Yeah.
Miss Columbia. Yeah.
Still a great night, though. Still a great night.
Still a great night. Yeah.
One night.
All right, I'll give Melissa Team C, the three player team.
Okay.
Nice.
And I'll give Rob can be Team B and Brent can be Team A.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So Brent will get the first pick overall in the draft.
I get everybody's number one choice. I think because I really do think that this person is everybody's number one choice. I'm going to stick with what I said, my gut from the other night. I'm going to go with Ross Matthews. I feel like he is the chalk pick for the number one position. I feel like he's going to take it home. I feel like he wants to play like Andy. After listening to his interview with Aika, I liked him even better. I thought he was aware of the fact that he can seem a little know-it-all and not in a good way. And he's going to intentionally not let people know exactly how much he knows about the game. He's going to kill him with kindness and hug him on the way out the door. He was impressing Aika. I think she was loving everything that he was saying. And between that and just knowing Ross from your previous interviews with him, Rob, and his obviously his stint on RuPaul's Drag Race, judging for the past few seasons, which I've covered. I just think he's just built for this. I feel like he knows to roll with the punches. I feel like he knows what to do. Here's the thing. I don't feel like he's going to drop the ball when the time comes. There were people previously in this cast where I listened to the interviews with Aika and on their bios where they're like, I don't want to lie. Like even Glanville is like, you know, I'm not a good liar. And even saying she's not a good liar, she was stumbling all over the place trying to get it out. And she just looked terrible. But Ross, on the other hand, I have complete confidence in. So he is my number one pick.
I think it's a great pick, Brent. Ross Matthews is very ready to go and play this game. He was the first person that I spoke to the other day, and he came in. He is a longtime Big Brother super fan. I really went down the YouTube rabbit hole with all these people getting ready to go talk to them. He has Big Brother recaps that are on the internet from going back as far as, I want to say, like Big Brother 13. He's way into the show. He's super excited, and I think that one of the big factors that I'm looking at with these people is how much do they actually want to win? Because I think that there are a lot of people that are, they're just like, somebody told me that right. This was a good idea that I should go do it. He wants to win and he really wants to play the game. He's chomping at the bit to get in there, Brent.
Yeah, and I am nervous about the fact that somebody might get power and target him. You know, if he's one of these people, we know this pattern type where if they are in danger during the first week, you know, hello, Steve Moses, you might have problems. Ian, whoever, if you're a super fan and you know the game and people are looking for somebody who's not fitting in, they could target him. But if he gets past the first week, I mean, look out, because I feel like he's going to get into an alliance with the Scary Movie people or the Dancing with the Stars people. Whatever you want to say, Shannon and Marissa, and I feel like they're going to go to town. And if they do, I'm here for it. Okay. I really want to see like an alliance run the game up and down, and then have to turn on each other. And who is going to make the first move? You know, who's going to break the alliance? I can't wait. And even if it sucks, it's only 2.5 weeks. So I'm here for it.
On top of this, I just want to set up, this is winner take all draft, Taryn. Correct? No points for veto or Den of Temptation.
Right.
It's all about the win.
Not, yeah, forget it.
All about the win. It's not, unlike the draft order, it's not that complicated.
Look, this was the most fair way to do it, Brent.
It was a fair bet. I was just laughing at the chat room. They're all like moaning and groaning, like, why is this so complicated? I'm like, it's not that complicated. It's just, it's an odd number of people. And in order to make it fair, and it's because it's so top heavy, we had to, stuff a few more people in the middle because, I feel like that's the most fair way to go, and I feel like you did a good job.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you. Taryn, what do you make of the Ross Matthews pick at number one?
I think it's a good pick. I think that anyone who knows the show is going to have a leg up for sure. I think that what you said is also valid, Rob, that he wants to win. He's here to play. He's here for the game. Unlike some people who are like, oh, I feel like this is going to get my name out there. Ross isn't about getting his name out there. He's about playing the game. And that's definitely a huge leg up over some of these people. That said, I think of the people who know the game, I think Ross is going to be the one that's most obvious about it. He's the one that's probably going to be talking the most Big Brother superfan language, and that may put a target on his back. I know a lot of these people talked about, like, I want to team up with a physically strong person who maybe I can order around. I think a lot of people are going to be trying to pick up the more physical people. And then looking at Ross and being like, he seems dangerous to me. He's social. He's smart. Maybe we should just take him out. So that's my worry with Ross, but obviously a good pick.
Okay, Melissa, what do you think of Ross at number one?
I like Ross a lot. I love that he's a fan of the game, and I love that he knows all about it. And I think he is really funny and entertaining. But I do think that if he decides to be on all the time, he might rub some people the wrong way and kind of be grating on some people. So that was my big concern with him. Because, you know, you never know if he's going to clash with everyone else or if they're going to get along great, especially with a lot of big personalities in the house. But, you know, I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well. So I think he's a good pick, but it just depends if he decides to bring in this loud persona, yeah, or if he just comes in very low key.
Yeah. That's what my worry is with him too. You know, but I've seen him on RuPaul's Drag Race, and to be fair and blunt, he can turn down the flame if he wants to. So I feel like he'll do fine, and I really don't worry about him too much in that respect. I worry more about the fact that he's a super fan, and he's going to let people know that either they know that about him, which is unlikely, or inadvertently let it slip. But having said that, though, the fact that it's such a compact season with 2.5 weeks, I mean, I feel like you picked the strongest horse and go, man. I mean, like, there's not going to be a lot of time for people to make a move if a certain alliance, you know, takes control of the game, and you know, they're just going to be sitting in the cheap seats.
Okay, all right, let's keep moving here. Let's go to our second pick, which is me. I have 2 and 7 in this draft at Team B. Brent will pick again when we get to pick 9. And I was actually surprised, Brent, when you said that you were going to go with the consensus number one, because I feel like that I have a different number one. This is like the Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold of the Big Brother celebrity, but I'm going to go with Shannon Elizabeth at number two.
Okay.
I think that she, much like Ross, she is 155,000% ready to go into this house. She's so ready. She's so focused. She's another one. She's watched every single season. She comments on the seasons. She knows all the players. She has a really great mind for it, that she also was a poker player. But I think that she's also going to be underestimated, that we all know that she is a fan of these shows, but does Chuck Liddell know that does anybody else know that she is somebody who has followed this so closely? Now, she said she's going to want to work with the other super fans, but not let the other people know in the house that she is a super fan. I think that people are going to say, maybe if they're not familiar with her, oh, she's just an actress. What does she know about Big Brother? She's not strategic. I think that she's going to be able to sneak up on people. I think that strategically her and Ross are probably even, but I think that she has a better chance to win competitions. I think that also she's going to have the Big Brother fan base at her back in any sort of a fan vote competition. Taryn, we went to lunch. I came back from lunch. She's sitting there. She's reading How to Win Friends and Influence People for the Digital Age.
Oh my, is that the updated version?
Yes, that is the exact book I would prescribe to somebody who's going on one of these shows. So I feel like that Shannon Elizabeth is the total package going into this game.
I agree. Shannon would have been my first pick when I was deciding which team I was going to have. It was basically a decision. Do I want Shannon Elizabeth or do I want to take the field? And I went with the field, but I do feel like if I lose this draft, it will be because Shannon Elizabeth dominates this game and I'd be happy to see it. So I completely agree with what you said. I think she'll be underestimated. I think she has a knowledge of the game that is at least equal, if not greater than anyone else in that house. And I think she's going to do really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my first pick too. I really wanted to pick her. I think she's super intelligent and she's a super fan. And I think that she knows the strategy of lay low at first and then, you know, bust out in the end. So I don't think she's going to come in guns blazing and everyone's going to see her as a threat. My concern with her was that people might realize how smart she is and then see her as a threat, or someone will find out that she's a super fan, or they'll somehow know that she's a super fan and then they'll see her as a threat and she'll become an immediate target. So that's my concern with her, but I really hope that doesn't happen because I'm really excited to see her play.
Yeah, I don't really buy what you're selling, Rob, in terms of the fact that no one's going to know that she's a super fan of the show, because in a house like Big Brother, if one person knows, everybody knows. And, you know, if one person figures out that she's a super fan or somehow infers it from somebody else or something that she says, then I feel like the secret's out. Having said that, though, I do agree with you. If I didn't pick Ross, I was going to pick Shannon. I even noted that on the Monday show, that they're both so strong. But I'm just going with my gut on this one. So I feel like Ross has the goods in terms of just really being able to cold-hearted make a move. I don't know if Shannon has it. I like to think she does. I know she has done like live feed recaps with Evil Dick and whatnot, so I know she really knows the game.
Yeah,
really
I did
well.
Tell her, you know, everybody liked it when you hurt Zach Rance's feelings. Everybody thought that was really good.
I know,
yeah.
All right. But overall, I think it's a strong pick, and I really like it.
Okay. All right. So two picks are down. Now things are starting to get more and more interesting as we move to Melissa, who has pick number 3 on the board. Melissa,
don't screw it up. Because you know this bitch over here is getting 4 and 5.
I know. I'm very, I'm very
smart.
Worried.
Yes.
I'm trying to use telepathy to let you know.
yeah, I know. I was like,
I mean, don't listen to Brent, though. He doesn't necessarily know what he's doing.
I'm not necessarily listening to Brent. I'm just saying
just
that
block
I
block out his telepathic
thing. Okay, so it's a toss up between two, but I'm just going to have to go with the little list that I created earlier in the day. And so I'm going to pick Mark
yes! McGrath.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. That is what I was wanting you to do.
So yeah, I think that he really surprised me in the interviews. I wasn't planning on picking him. But I thought that he was very easy to talk to, very, self-deprecating. And I thought that, he seemed like he could get along with a lot of people, but also not appear to be such a threat. And the fact that he knows the game, maybe not as well as the other people, but the fact that he knows the game well enough to have seen a season or two, I thought that was, you know, pretty impressive. And I don't think you necessarily need to have seen the entire, you know, list of seasons in order to be good at the game. I think that as long as you have like a general idea of it, and the fact that he said that, that when his agent told him about Celebrity Big Brother, he was like, yes, I'm in. Cause he said he was so hooked last season. I just like it. I like the way I just like the way he came across in his interviews. And I think also, I mean, the physical aspect of it. I think he's the oldest person in the cast, right?
Yes.
And even so he's still physically fit and still gorgeous. Totally capable of doing all the challenges. So he's my pick.
Taryn, what do you think? Mark McGrath at number 3.
It's a good pick. He's somebody that I hadn't really considered until I watched his interviews. Mm-hmm. My first exposure to him was watching the video of him from years ago when he was going off on some
the
fan.
YouTube video. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. That him and, you know, there's, you know, everything with Meta World Peace also, that they both have those videos that people sort of like when you YouTube, when you Google them, that's like the first thing that comes up. But that... Mark McGrath, that I found him nothing but very friendly and warm and not to be an antagonistic guy at all when I talked to him the other day, Taryn.
Yeah, and that's the perception of him that I got when I watched his interviews. So I do think that he has a pretty good shot in there. I think the fact that he is a little more familiar with the game than some of the other people, having watched the previous season, is going to help him out a lot. I don't think people are going to be expecting a whole lot from him in terms of knowing a whole lot about the game. So I think Mark is a good pick for sure. But I'm happy about what's left to me.
Yeah, I think. Just sticking with Mark McGrath here for a moment. Mark McGrath, he was very concerned with that. I think that he felt like coming into this game, he was going to be the Kevin. He was very concerned with, hey, I'm old. What do you want from me? I'm almost 50. I'm going to be in here with all these young alpha males. He doesn't know what the other people in the cast are, you know, very close to his age. There's only two people in their 20s that are going to be in this cast. So I think he's actually going to fit in very well. But I think he thinks he's going to be in there with all these young people. He'll be like the Kevin who's just trying to follow along and, you know, wait, you know, for Paul to tell him what to do. But I think he's going to be very relieved when he goes in there, and he's very fun and engaging and high energy. I think that he will also do well in this season.
Yeah, his energy was great to me. That was what I was really drawn to. That, combined with the fact that he has a little bit of experience with the format in terms of, you know, having watched a few seasons, he could name some players. He knew what backdooring was. He had a sense of whether or not you want to win HOH or not, and what, that it actually can be a bad thing if you paint too big of a target on yourself. I mean, you know, looking at the field, I have to think that this level of competence is something that's really going to help him, especially in a game that is fast paced as it's going to be. I still don't know exactly how the format's going to go, but we do have from Julie Chen that there's going to be an HOH and people will be voted out. So, you know, if it's anything like what we're expecting, then I feel like he's going to be in good stead based on what I heard from him. The thing about him that I liked the most was, I feel like of the celebs in the house, he's going to have a little bit of like the Jack Nicholson factor, like the cool factor. He's like the cool guy in the house. I know Liddell's in there. I know Meta's in there. But I feel like everybody listened to Sugar Ray's records. And he's a really fun, engaging guy. And that combined with a familiarity with the Big Brother format, I feel like is deadly. So I feel like Taryn's just he's smack talking the fact that he wasn't going to pick Mark McGrath, because you damn well sure know he was. I'm telling you, if you picked, well, I'm not going to say who, but he would have picked him.
Yeah, of course, I had two picks. One of them was going to be Mark.
I also want to add that Mark McGrath, one of the things he was talking about with me when we were chatting a little bit off camera, he was saying that he doesn't know how to play this, because in a regular season, sure, you want to lay back for a while, but this is like a much more accelerated time frame. So he doesn't know how aggressive he should be based on the abbreviated schedule. And I think that's going to be a thing, even for the people that are super fans, that's going to be hard to find the balance of, okay, now it's a 2-week season. We say, okay, the best strategy in Big Brother is usually come in, lay low, go to sleep, and then go balls to the wall the last 30 days. Well, now you're coming in and there's only, you know, 21 days in the whole season or whatever. So how do you play that? So that'll be interesting to watch. All right. Taryn has two picks now.
Yes. So first off, the person I was worried that Melissa might pick, it would have been this person and then Mark right after. But I'm going to go with Marissa.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my other choice.
Marissa Jarrett Winoker.
Yes.
Winoker.
I'm excited about Marissa. I think that she can do really well. She's a huge fan of the game. She knows she knows a lot about the game. She got along really well with Aika, who is a big personality, and I think there are going to be lots of big personalities in this house, so that speaks well to her chances. I think that she does talk a little too much, maybe. That might get her in trouble, but I think her knowledge combined with just in general, she's able to get along with people. I think, you know, she talked about wanting to, you know, help like empower women. I think there might be a little bit of like, let's get the women together. And that might actually work in this kind of season. So I'm liking Larissa's chances.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick, Taryn. I loved Marissa. She was so much fun in person. I didn't know anything about her. I never heard of her before she was on this cast. And so I didn't know what to expect going into talking with her. She was so fun. She was so bubbly. I can't wait to see her on the show. I think she's going to be really, really fun to watch. I think she's going to hit it off with Ross instantly. And I think that if Shannon Elizabeth loses this thing, I think it's going to be because Ross and Marissa got together and she was sort of the person who was the third wheel on that and was the person on the outside looking in. So I think that she could be part of a real power couple in the game. What do you think of that, Brent?
I can see it. I will say that unlike Ross, I don't know if she has the ability to turn down the flame. She seems like she's on all the time, and that can get a little annoying and grating in the house. I'm also concerned about the fact that she doesn't really seem to have the killer instinct. In her interview with Aika, she said, well, you know, as long as I get fourth place, which, by the way, is what she got on Dancing with the Stars, that would be a win for her. But that's not a win in my book, and I understand what she was saying. She was like, of course I'm still going to try to win, but, you know, this would be, you know, a good showing for her. And I don't really want that from my players. I want them to be aggressive, especially in a format like this where it's 2.5 weeks long and they probably have a new HOH every other day. I feel like you have to be aggressive. You have to have the killer instinct. And I don't know if she has it. That combined with the fact that she's a little bit crating. Yeah, I don't know that I wouldn't have picked her in fourth with the other three people gone. I probably still would have. But I'm not feeling great about her chances.
Melissa, I would have taken her at 3.
Yeah, I liked her a lot, and I was waffling between her and Mark. And I loved her interview. I thought she was hilarious. I was like laughing during it, which was, it's pretty rare. So I thought she was awesome, and I love the fact that she's been watching for so long and she knows all about the game. My one concern with her is, yeah, like Brent said, you know, she's very out there and on and bubbly and vivacious, and that's not grating to me, but to other people, I could see it becoming a problem because I could see people kind of getting annoyed with her or frustrated. Me not being one of those people, cause I loved her. I'm a little, I don't know. And I think in terms of physical competitions, I mean, she said in her interview, she doesn't think she's going to do very well at physical competitions. So that might be a problem for her because she's going to probably have to rely a lot of the time on social game until they get to the end when the mental comps come in she said she was going to count the fish and count the stuff in the house and everything. Although I guess it's only a two week season. So those might come a lot earlier than they normally do.
Yeah. Brent, she said she's such a big fan of Big Brother. She's seen every season except for the first one. She even watched Big Brother OTT. She said that's how big of a fan she is.
I was going to bring that up. She watched PBOTT, which I'm like, that is great. So I'm feeling great about her. I feel a little less positive about her than I did the other day, because the other day I had her like as a troika with Ross and Shannon. Now I see it as a clear number one and number two with maybe like, you know, 2A Mark McGrath and then Marissa down there at number three. So I hope she proves me wrong. She's certainly a fun and engaging personality. The one thing that she also said in an interview is that she knows she grates on people and annoys people, and she eventually wins them over, which would be great in a normal season, but this isn't a normal season, and that may put her in the crosshairs.
Okay, so I think that we are all on the same page. There's a consensus top four. Is everybody on the panel? Did all of you guys have this four in some order on your draft board?
Yes.
Okay. Taryn, same for you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. All right.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to get the next pick. I'm waffling back and forth between.
This is where it gets really hard. It gets really tough here.
Yeah. Yes. Mike in the chat. Troika. Somebody's been watching The Challenge, Brent. That's exactly what I thought.
I don't watch The Challenge. I pulled that word out of my butt. Yeah, for real.
Well,
I'm not good.
I think I have to go with Chuck Liddell here.
Chuck Liddell at 5 for Taryn.
Yes. I want somebody who's going to be good at the physical challenges, who's really competitive. And I think he's a likable guy. I think that he is not going to be considered a strategic threat. He'll be considered a physical threat. And that might prevent him from being targeted too soon. And then I think he's likable enough to win if he does get to the end, especially if he's winning competitions. So I have the room for a competition person on my team. I want it to be Chuck.
Okay. Taryn, I think that's actually a pretty good pick here at five with Chuck Liddell, because that when we talk about the people that are going into the house, and if we're going to really look at who wants to actually win the game, Chuck Liddell actually wants to win. He's not just going there to hang out for 3 weeks. And in the same way that he would prepare for a UFC fight where it's not just physical, there's a mental component, you know, he's going in and he is focused with his eye on the prize. And I think that in terms of in the house, I don't think he's going to be creating a lot of drama. And I do think that living in the house with him, I think that's going to be intimidating to put him up on the block if you have to live with him.
I'm not buying that. No, I mean, like, everybody knows the rules in Big Brother. You can't lay a hand on somebody. So I don't think they have anything to fear from him. I don't think it's a terrible pick. I feel like he's
not to say, I'm not saying that he would hurt somebody in the house, right, but it's right. Like, this is like an imposing figure that you have to have living with you now that you pissed him off the whole week or the next couple days.
Melissa, what do you feel about this? Because I don't know if here's the thing about Chuck that I am wondering about. Is he going to be able to put up with the silliness of Big Brother? You know, I mean, like, it's ultimately a pretty silly game, you know, and they put you in these costumes, and I don't know what they're going to be doing for a celebrity version, but it's pretty corny at times. And is he going to be able to adapt to that? And I have questions about that, notwithstanding his relatively good interview with Aika.
He called himself a goofball in his bio. And when Aika asked him if he could handle the costumes, he was like, yeah, of course. Like, I'm all about that stuff. Okay. I'm a total goof. So, you know, it doesn't seem like he would be, but he says he is.
Yeah. I mean, he said that it's hard to get under his skin in his interview. So I guess that's good. And, you know, he seemed to know some of the strategy, and he was just so low key. But also, he was so low key. Like, he was so low key. I was just kind of like, come on, let's get some sort of life. Like, what's going on here? So I don't know how he's going to do in the house with everybody. But it's also possible that he just flies under the radar because everyone else is such a big dynamic personality that he kind of just fades to the background. And, you know, the physical challenges will be good for him. So, you know, I think he could go far. I don't think he's a bad pick at all. I mean, especially considering what we have remaining. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Chuck Liddell at number five. Half of Taryn's team has been picked. He will go again at eight and again with the final pick in the draft at 11. He'll get whoever is left at 11. Okay. So now here we are with the sixth pick. It turns back to Melissa for the second of her three picks.
Yes. Gosh, this one's really hard. I guess I'm just going to have to stick with my list that I made earlier, and, I'll go with Keisha.
Okay. Keisha Nipulium at six.
Or as Taryn would say, Kashia.
Look, it's spelled like that. What am I supposed to do?
I almost said it. I was almost like Kashia, but it does look like that. So I almost said it because it's written down. But yes, Keisha, because I had written her down before. I then heard later on that maybe Aika was not a fan of her during her interview and that she acted stuck up or something. Maybe, I don't know how true that is. I saw it somewhere. But I think that, you know, she just seemed very low key, very like fly under the radar. And I could see her just kind of sitting back and then somehow managing to pull out a win. I don't quite know, but I just feel like I don't necessarily see her starting a ton of drama. I could see her maybe getting in fights, but I don't see her like being the instigator. And I think that's like a major part of what makes people want people to go home. The thing is, she just didn't seem like she really wanted to win. So that was kind of my biggest concern with her. But after looking at all the other people, I just kind of had to go with it.
Yeah, I don't love this pick, Melissa.
Not a ringing endorsement.
Yeah,
but.
I really thought out of everybody that I talked to, and she was the last person I talked to, I thought that she was just so ambivalent to the whole thing. And I saw her on the Celebrity Apprentice a couple of years ago. There was no fight in her. Donald Trump just wanted her to call Bill Cosby and get some money from Bill Cosby. He's a nice guy, right? And she wouldn't even do that. She wouldn't even have Bill Cosby come down to the Celebrity Apprentice.
I saw her thinking on the not calling Bill Cosby thing. Yeah. So, you know.
In all fairness, though, she was just like, I didn't get her from a casting perspective, and I just did not see any fire whatsoever from her, Brent.
To be fair, I felt the same way. I don't see any fire in her or anything, but I figured that
the pool's getting shallow
with this cast. That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
I feel actually probably more positive about this pick for Melissa than Melissa does about her own pick. Having watched her on Celebrity Mole Yucatan, she is somebody who can play the reality TV show game. She was actually very fun on that show. She had a great time. I think she lasted 4 episodes. And, any doubts that I had about her after seeing her performance on Celebrity Apprentice and just her general attitude, I think back to how she was on the Celebrity Mole, and she was into it. So, well, you know, maybe something where she just didn't interview well. Maybe it was, you know, the last in a long line of interviews for her.
And it was.
I don't know. I do agree that she seemed a little high maintenance in a bad way. Like, she seemed a little bit like almost too good for this, sort of, in a way. Like, mm-hmm. like she didn't really care. You know, so maybe we're all kind of saying the same thing. But I don't know. Looking at the rest of the field, I probably would have picked her. So I think it's a good pick.
What do you think, Taryn?
Well, it's funny, Melissa, that you mentioned that Aika maybe said something about not liking her. Because when I was watching the Aika interview, I was like, this is a little bit uncomfortable. Because Aika, one of the questions she was asking people was like, do you know what a back door is? Do you
want to get back door? That was so obnoxious. That wasn't Aika's fault. Aika,
Greg, you're taking an anti-Aika take?
She was a little bit... Yeah, because she was asking her, okay, do you know what a backdoor is? Of course, Keisha's not a fan of the show. She doesn't know what a backdoor is. And Aika's about ready to tell her, and then she doesn't tell her. And then she's about ready to tell her, and then she doesn't tell her. She was like a little kid, like with the little candy in front of her. Like, you know,
I thought that's what you like.
No, like she was... she was terrible. Okay. So Aika, I love you, but she did not handle that situation well. And that was at the relatively like the 2-minute mark in the interview. Everything after that was just totally downhill. Like, anything that happened or, you know, the reason the interview went terrible, I feel like was emanating from Aika's inability to know when to stop being awkward. Like, you, like, she's a celeb. Just tell her the damn meaning of the word. What were you doing? It was awkward for me to listen to, but it was all Aika's fault. Having said that, it's Keisha's, she's the contestant, not Aika, so it's incumbent upon her to try to smooth the tension a little bit with somebody that maybe she's having a little bit of an awkward conversation with. The fact that she was not able to doesn't leave me with positive vibes, but given who's left on the board, I still would have picked her.
Okay.
Well, see, the way that I took that conversation was it seemed like Keisha was just like would not let it go. Like, no, tell me though. Tell me what it is.
I would have been
okay.
She acted like such a was.
I think you would have had a similar interaction with.
Like, do you know the Big Brother lingo? Every contestant, do you know the Big Brother lingo? It was like Jeff was single and ready to mingle. Like, and now the freaking lingo question.
Look, everyone else is able to let it go. So you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw Aika on Monday, I saw her like at the lunch break, and I said, "Aika, how's it going?" She's like, "Oh, Rob, that the interviews are going so good. We're talking about weaves. We're talking about all sorts of stuff." All right, Keisha Knight Pulliam, number 9. Yeah, I just think that she's just there. She's not going to cause any fights. No, the best thing I could say for her, nobody's ever going to target her. Nobody's going to waste their HOH early on. Got to get out, Keisha. They might go up as a pawn, but Yes.
I feel like she can win a public vote. The strategy I would take in this game is to get out the people who are the obvious threats who can also win an America's vote, because you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to screw with the format a little bit. You know there's going to be an America's vote at some point, if not in the finale. Get rid of the people who have, you know, relatively low name recognition. And I feel like she's somebody that people are high recognition. I feel like she's somebody that people are not necessarily going to fear in terms of that. But I feel like a lot of Americans have great memories of the Cosby Show, and Rudy in particular. And that was the funny part about the Ika interview as well, where Ika was like, "Oh, yeah. So you've done many great things in your acting career. You were on the Cosby Show.
You've done other things.
Done other things. I mean, like, it was like, Ika, you did no research whatsoever. Okay.
Like, I was like, just don't give examples if you only have one.
Give one example. One more example besides the Cosby Show. Anyway, Ika, wow, I love you, Ika. You're a queen.
Oh my God.
That interview was terrible.
Anyway. All right. So here we go. It's pick number 7 is back to me. My final pick, my only, the two picks. So I have one person with Shannon and Elizabeth here, and I'm going to go with a pick that I think is going to be unpopular, but I will talk it through. And I'm going to go with somebody who also did not impress Ika. I am going to go with James Marlowe at number 7.
Maslow.
Okay, whatever. James. At least I didn't call him James. Yeah.
Well, luckily he's getting his name out there. So.
Yeah, exactly. He has his name on the back of his jersey in his video, Rob, so you should know it.
Team Maslow.
Amazing pick.
Yes. Okay. Let me talk it through. So,
explain
yourself. Okay. I thought he was a very likable guy when I sat down with him. I'm not sure if that's coming through in all of the interviews, but I thought that he was very unassuming, unthreatening, and somebody who is athletic enough, who could win a comp here or there, and is somebody else who nobody's going to say, boy, got to get James out this week. Okay, mission number one, get James up on the block, and then I can get him out. Does he want it that badly? I'm not sure. I don't know. But nobody's coming for him. And like you were saying, Brent, when we get down to, will there be any fan voting? Okay. Is James a huge name and one of the biggest names in this cast? Absolutely not. But of the people that have name recognition, how many people have a fan base that's going to turn out for them and hit those phones and refresh those websites and get those care packages delivered? I think that he might have the most active, fan base dedicated to him in this whole group. And I think he's somebody that nobody's going to be worried about, could sneak in there at the end. We're at the 7th pick in the draft, and there's no bad picks here. I'll go with James.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of shocked that Melissa was dubious of this pick in general. I don't know what Taryn's feelings on it were, but I feel like he's the obvious pick at this point with the other people off the board. He was the thing about him that I liked the most about his interview with Ika was that he was very empathetic. He seemed like he was somebody who you could cry on his shoulder a little bit. He seemed to have a relative working knowledge of the game. I know he said he has fans or friends who are fans of the game, but he, you know, listening to him talk about the game, he seemed to have the basics down, and if you have the basics down, you really have a leg up on the show.
The basics,
in general,
the very basics in terms of the Big Brother knowledge. Yes.
So I actually enjoy the pick, and I feel like is he a little bit of a douche? Yeah. Is he just trying to get his name out there? Yeah. He even talked about some movies in, like, he wants to, I don't see any killer instinct here whatsoever. But if Ross takes a liking to him, I can see it. If he takes a liking to him and gets into the right alliance with somebody, he's a charming enough guy to win him over. I feel like he could go far.
Yeah, Taryn, outside of Ika, I don't think anybody will take a disliking to him.
I don't know. He was honestly, he was last on my draft board here.
Yeah,
I just feel like I have a hard time seeing him win a jury vote. I mean, and there are some unlikable people, but I just, like, who is going to respect this guy when, if he's like shouting out his merch every 2 seconds and talking about his projects? Like, I he's well-spoken, he's charismatic, he's good-looking, he's athletic, and I think all of those things were going to work against him because he's going to seem like one of the most threatening people, but also one of the least capable of actually winning. So I'm not very high on James.
And same reasons for you too, Melissa?
Maybe I'm just, like, totally misreading who he is. So if I'm absolutely off, then, like, I hope I am. But, like, he seemed completely fake. He seemed smarmy and, like, just not, I just didn't, I felt so uncomfortable during his interviews. I mean, it's possible that it's just a misread on my part, but I also heard that Aika only, like, there was only two people that Aika didn't
she
like.
Didn't
and
like
one
him.
Was Keisha and one was James.
So, that was one of the things she also said to me when I saw. She's like, oh, I didn't like James.
I just feel like the whole thing is a front, and I felt very, like, just so uncomfortable when he was like answering these questions. Like when she's like, okay, you put woke on your thing. And he's like, yes, read the, there were two other names on there. Read the list out loud. It's like, okay, he gets, so you're saying you're sarcastic. It's like, he's like, am I? I was like, I don't know. Like, oh my God, this is so weird. I just feel like he like tried to pretend like he knew like stuff that he was talking about, but he didn't, like when actually like pressed on it in terms of like the game or anything. I just feel like it's all a front, like it's all a show. And it's totally possible that once we see him on the live feeds, like he's just this nice guy. Like I'm totally wrong. Like who knows? But I just got some weird vibes from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just beyond bizarre.
I understand where that's coming from. On the other hand, he's not playing the game yet. He's just talking to the press, and he knows that this doesn't really matter. So I have hope that he will behave a little bit better once he gets in the house and drops the act, stops talking about his merch, and just plays the game and has a good time and enjoys. Because I think he's a generally nice guy and a genuinely nice guy.
So. I don't know. Someone in the chat just kind of like summed it up. They said American Psycho-y. I got that vibe.
I don't agree with it, but I can see where that's coming from. I do worry about him in terms of, I feel like he could be first out. I'll just be really honest, because if the people, you know, get power and they're like, okay, who's somebody who looks threatening, challenge Beast, even though of course the Big Brother challenges have nothing to do with like strength or being athletic for the most part. I feel like that they could easily put him up, and nobody's going to feel bad about getting him out if he acts even a little bit douchey.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. I feel good about this pick. I hope to be vindicated when Maslow shows up and does not bring any of these terrible things you're saying about him to the table.
I hope I'm totally wrong. I hope I'm totally wrong.
Yeah, I think if you were, if this was
like one interview, look, so
yeah, if this was a 90-day season and there was a chance to that he was going to really wear on people, if you feel like that everything's an act, but it's that these celebrities are so self-absorbed that these little things that you guys are picking up on, I don't think that it's going to bother them. And this house is going to be so loud, he's going to blend into the scenery, and I think he can win a challenge and a fan vote here and there, and I think he's going to be, I think he's going to be in the final four at least.
Danielle in the chat pointed something out that I forgot to mention, which is one of the big reasons why I had him last, is in his ET interview, he talked about how he will make his jokes that might be seen as insensitive. And I think if he does that, he will just be
murdered.
He's
woke. He's also woke. He can't be insensitive and woke. That's the opposite.
I think maybe he doesn't know what woke means.
I don't think he might not know what that means.
I see.
Like one inappropriate joke, and I think the fan base turns on him. And since the jury, if there is a jury, is not going to be sequestered, I think that's going to really put a stain on him.
He didn't strike me as a guy who's telling that many inappropriate jokes.
I feel like that was just something that he said in the video. By the way, Doom Tribe in the chat saying that Brent might be dickmatized by the douche. Let me just tell you that this is not the kind of douche. I mean, he's very beta. He's not a Cody. Okay, he's not an alpha. He seems very beta, a little wishy-washy. But in terms of the Big Brother house, I feel like they could help him if he can get along with like the Shannons and Rosses of the world. So hopefully we'll see.
All right. So I'm in the clubhouse with my two picks, Shannon Elizabeth and James Maslow. All right. So we come back to Taryn here for the third of his four picks here at number eight. Four people left on the board.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting to have both of these picks available to me, but I'm going to go with Ariadna.
Yes.
Yes. Mainly, I just feel like she's a very sweet woman. She's very kind. She seems personable. I think that nobody's going to see her as a threat. She's one of the youngest people on the cast. I think a lot of people are going to feel like, oh, yeah, she's like a little sister or just somebody who's not very threatening. I think at the very least, like, who is going to waste an elimination on Ariadna? She's going to get taken down to the end. And who knows what these jurors are going to vote on or how the winner is going to be decided. So if she has a good chance of getting to the end, she has a decent chance to win. So I could absolutely see her just kind of like floating her way down to the end.
Yeah. No, I that's a really great pick, Taryn. Of the people that are left, she is the person that I would have taken as well. I didn't know what to expect. I was expecting some like stuck up, snotty beauty queen, and she was so personable. She was really had such a nice personality, and I mean, she is just that. I can't even describe. I have no words, Brent, to describe how what a beautiful woman this is.
Yeah, she was somewhat ethereal in her interview with Ike. She was just very light and fresh and unassuming, and I liked all of that. The problem I have with this pick, and I'm actually shocked that you picked her, because I was looking at two other people that I thought for sure you were going to pick, and I was like, okay, I'll just pick whoever he doesn't pick, and now they're both still there.
See, that happened to me.
I know, right? I don't. There's no way she's going to win a public vote. Nah, ever. I don't care if, she's against
She almost did once, Brent.
Whoever, please.
No, nobody is going to give her second place again. She is going to win if she gets to the top two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I said to her, I said
that never happens on Big Brother, people getting second place.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the quality of the character of the person we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I said to her, and maybe you might get to the end and you might win for real this time. And they're not going to take it away. This is not some fly by night operation that we're running here. They don't make those kind of mistakes around here. You know, especially no topaz here. Okay.
Yeah. We're not in Canada.
No shade. But no, they don't let Steve Harvey near the Big Brother stuff. Okay. All right. But no, I thought she was wonderful. My concern for her is that potentially could another woman in the house be jealous of her, like a Brandy Glanville? Is that in potentially, could that be in the cards for her, Brent?
It's definitely possible. I know that people in general are going to be just jealous as hell of this woman. She's just gorgeous. I mean, with a capital G. I mean, you know, if you can turn my head, you're looking pretty good. Just, I mean, she reminds me a little bit like Jessica from last season, where it's just somebody who I just looked at and was like,
but like a foot taller.
I know, right? She just exudes sexual energy, and that's just so attractive, no matter who you are. So I feel like that some of the women in the house. Hello, Brandy. I'm looking at you. Could be a little bit irritated with her, but she's such a sweet personality. I find it hard to believe that she's going to tango in that fight. Like, I mean, it's Brandy's going to be arguing by herself, which I suppose has never stopped her before.
Miss Columbia loves to tango, Brent.
I know. Well, we'll see. I think it's an interesting pick. Here's the thing. I think she can go far in the game, but there's no flipping way she's winning this game. She can get second. I would even put money that she can make the top four.
That's her MO.
No one's ever going to evict her, but she ain't going to win the game.
Melissa, I worry
kind of
about
cool
her.
Person gives her second again.
Yeah. Melissa, I worry about her potentially in some sort of jury questioning. Not that that matters for anything, but the English is not the first language for Ariadna.
Yeah, I did. I was a little concerned about that as well. But I did think that, you know, she was totally fine in the interviews and like joking, and she made she had good insight. And so I think that she's going to do pretty well, just because I think that she's nice enough and friendly enough and can get along with people just enough that she can kind of float through potentially. But you know, she says she's not good at lying. She doesn't like confrontation. She doesn't like, you know, anything like that. So I just feel like if she's confronted with any of that, it might go poorly for her.
Maybe. But Taryn, I think that she's a solid pick.
Thank you.
Again, I'm not seeing the trajectory as she gets to the end, but I feel like she's right. She's right there. She's right there. Nobody's coming for her.
Yeah, yeah. Like no, like especially toward the end, like who is going to be like, you know who our biggest threat is? Ariadna. It's not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So Taryn has three picks in the books. Let's go back to Brent. He hasn't picked since Ross Matthews, but here he is at pick number 9 with three people left on the board.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was between two people, but I feel like I have to go with the person who has the most experience on reality TV at this point, and that's Brandy Glanville. Brandy Glanville is going to be my pick at number 9. here's the thing. I didn't love her in the interview with Aika, okay? I thought she was a little bit full of herself, and the fact that she was only recently contacted about the game means that she really hasn't had a lot of time to look up how it works. I only got to watch the first part of an interview, but I know that she had a hysterical reaction to Aika on the whole do you want to be backdoored? Aika was so ridiculous asking these questions. Do you want to be backdoored? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, if they don't know, then they're just guessing in the air. Aika, I love you, but God, that question irritated me.
I believe Brandy's answer was only twice that it's happened to her.
Great, great, great. Well, she seems like she could be fun. Here's the thing. I saw her on a show called Gay for Pay, the celebrity game show with RuPaul, and she was very fun on that. And she got top four on Celebrity Apprentice, so she knows how to play the game as far as reality TV goes. She brings the drama. She could have fun. I think people could say, you know what? She's a target in the house ahead of me. Let's not get rid of her because there's no way she's winning anything. And I feel like she could skate by the fact that she was on Celebrity UK or Celebrity Big Brother UK. Also, more experience with this format in terms of living in a house with people that you can't get into a fight with and just walk out the door. Yet you get into a fight with them and they're sitting in the next room still stewing about it, and they might try to evict you. So I feel like of the people who are left on the board and could possibly win a vote here or there, I feel like it's got to be Brandy.
Melissa, any feelings on Brandy Glanville?
I was going to pick her. She was going to be my next one. I liked her interviews a lot. I thought she was really funny and entertaining. And, you know, she's been on Big Brother before. So I think that's a plus. And she's been on a bunch of other reality shows. So this isn't new to her. And I think a lot of it is like the shock factor of being taped 24/7. And I don't think she's going to have any issue with that. But, you know, she is known for being abrasive and like drama and fighting and all that. So that was my one concern with her. Plus the fact that she doesn't really seem to know the game very well. But you know, she seems able to adapt to things very easily. So I'm a little torn on her, but I feel like she's going to be really fun to watch, and I could totally see her getting into it with Omarosa. So
yeah,
very exciting.
Yeah. I feel like that is probably a fight that is happening probably as we speak right now. And I think it's definitely an untenable situation, Taryn.
Yeah, you know, I think the things that she has going for her, as Brent mentioned, her experience with this kind of stuff. She, I believe, was a gymnast. I think she's pretty fit, so she could do pretty decently in the physical competitions. I've been going back and forth again. How do we decide the winner here? Is it going to be some kind of jury? If so, there are a decent amount of people who are either competitive or huge fans of the show. And so I could see them voting for a very aggressive player like Brandy, thinking, you know, we got to respect what she did. She fought her whole way down to the end and managed to get here. So we've got to give it to her. So I think Brandy could be a sleeper, but in general, not the person I want to put my money on.
I just don't think that she wants it particularly badly. I don't see her going out there and really, you know, fighting tooth and nail in the competition. I see her fighting tooth and nail with the other players if she gets nominated or if she gets power or if she gets, like, I think she's there to bring the drama. And I think that on that front, she certainly will. But just in terms of wanting to play the game, I don't know how committed she is to actually trying to win the game. I had asked her that you had gone and played Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. Did you like it? She's like, not really. Yeah. So I don't think that she's going to really want to, you know, make this happen. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see. Look, Rob, please. I'm looking at Meta World Peace. I think we have established it's Omarosa, not Omarosa.
Yeah, I was right.
Like back in the day, it's Omarosa.
Okay.
And so I'm going to say Omarosa from now on.
All right. So Melissa here.
I was learning my pronunciation of her name from Trump. So yeah. The Apprentice.
Yeah.
So,
I think it did shift. I think it used to be Omarosa and now officially is now Omarosa. Okay. So let's get down to this. Melissa, you will have the 10th pick in the draft. You will basically decide the outcome of the pick that will go to Taryn at 11 here with your pick at number 10.
This is a really hard one because I just feel like, I feel like production really wants Omarosa to stick around in the house for a while, but I don't see her winning. And this is like a winning draft. So at the same time, though, Meta, he, you know, seems very low key and normal and fine. But he just doesn't seem to care. He doesn't really seem to care about the game at all. Like, I mean, especially like in Ika's interview when she's like, well, I'm really excited to watch you play. He's like, oh, you like basketball? And she's like, oh, no, I meant the game. Like, I meant Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, okay, he's not even, his head is like not even in the game. He's not even realizing that he's about to play Big Brother. So
Melissa, which one of these two people can win a public vote at the end?
Well, obviously,
do we know it's a public vote at the end?
No, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be.
Why?
They're sending them home, Rob. So what are they going to do? Vote from home?
Oh, we'll have so much integrity of, God forbid.
I think it's going to be an unsequestered jury. I think that they want the celebrities to be involved again at the finale.
Okay, let me put it this way then, Melissa. If the celebrities are voting, which one of these two people would they actually vote for in front of America?
I know who Brent wants Melissa to pick.
Don't see them voting for Omarosa at all. Like, that's the thing is, if this was a draft where we weren't just picking the winner and there was other things going on, I would definitely pick Omarosa because she's going to go far. Because I feel like production's not going to want to let her go. Or at least they're going to like bring her back on for something. I don't know. But I'm just going to have to go with Meta World Peace.
Okay. Brent.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fabulous.
Okay, well, let's stick to the Meta World Peace side of this discussion, then we'll talk through Omarosa for Taryn. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I basically said about him what I felt.
Yeah, I would have taken Meta World Peace earlier in this draft. That I actually think that he's a very fun guy. He's a very chill person. That when I had talked to him about like what he hopes to happen, he said he hopes that nobody just bothers him and they just let him sleep. I think that which is exactly my strategy that I prescribed for a Big Brother contestant, just get in the house and go to sleep. So I think that he's not going to be there for any of the drama. And, is his heart really in it? No, probably not. But I think he's a likable enough guy that I don't think anybody's going to be targeted. Why? Why is anybody going to come after Meta World Peace in that house, Brent?
I agree. And he's also an athlete, and he has been at the big time points. I mean, he's played in the NBA finals, for God's sake. Has he won a championship?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I couldn't remember. Basketball is my weakest sport. I mean, he's a competitor. So even though he's not that excited about the game right now, once they start having competitions and he realizes, okay, if I win this competition, I get to decide basically who goes home by winning HOH. I can save myself with the veto. He'll be fine. In fact, looking back, maybe I should have picked him because I do feel like he's a pretty strong competitor in terms of getting along with the rest of the house and making people, not be threatened by him. The one thing I didn't like about his interview, and this is probably why I didn't pick him, is because he said that he's just going to tell people how it is and let people know, straight up, I don't like you. I'm going to nominate you if I get HOH. I don't know that that's a great way to play.
I feel like Brandy's going to do the same, though.
Yeah,
he's not going to have that much difference.
But he's not going to do it in a mean way. He'll just say, because I don't like you, as opposed to like name calling.
He said, he tried to tell Ika that he was going to tell people, look, I don't like you. I'm going to nominate you and then go back to chilling with him, which she was not having. She was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I really do feel like that he actually, I feel like he's a dark horse and I wouldn't put any money on him, but I do feel like he's better than the alternative.
Okay. Let's talk through that alternative. Pick number 11, Omarosa.
Wow, Taryn.
You did good, Melissa.
Monogult Star Wars.
I tried so hard to just subtly lead Melissa into Omarosa, and I feel like I was this close. Brent spoke up.
Any faith in Omarosa, Taryn?
I would have been very happy if Meta had fallen back to me, especially at the last pick. But I think Listen, I don't know nearly as much about Omarosa as most people do. But like my perception of her is that she is very cutthroat, that she would be very competitive. She certainly seems to be the apple in CBS's eye at the moment. So all of those things are going for her. But as Brent was talking about, I just can't see how she wins the game. You know, whether it's a public vote or a jury vote or an anything vote, it's hard to imagine. And that's why I actually
have to tell you that I feel like that there is a better than zero chance of the fact that when the feats come up, she ain't there.
Oh, I'm with you 100%, Brent.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about Omarosa, I see the vision of what the show wants, where, oh, here comes Omarosa, the reality TV icon, the villain. She's going to come in and she wants to play hard. She's going to come in, and I just don't think she's going to play ball with anything. Could you imagine where, okay, oh, Omarosa, you're a have not, or Omarosa, you have to wear this costume. She's not going to do anything she doesn't want to do. I think she's going to rub everybody the wrong way. I think, you know, you had Marissa Jarrett Winoker talk about how she wants to bring Don Lemon into the house because that's her nightly comfort. You think that people aren't going to have a million hard questions for Omarosa about things? Like, oh, tell me. So what do you think about Trump and Russia? What's going on there? Tell me the truth. She's not going to get into any of that stuff on the live feeds. And I really believe the first adversity that she hits, I think she'll walk out. I really do. Yeah. I have no faith in Omarosa, and I would love nothing more than to see 3 weeks of classic Omarosa. She didn't do her press, and who knows? Nobody knows exactly why. But, you know, what's going on there? I just think that it's so exciting to have her there. But I just think that she will not give you the satisfaction of getting to see her get voted out of this game.
Yeah, I feel like this is such a misfire, I think, Melissa, on the part of CBS. I feel like that on paper, it looks great. I see what they're going for, Rob. But like you, I am so worried about the fact that we'll never even get to see her on the live feeds. Because I feel like the other thing is that the people in the house... Look, here's the thing. Most of them are celebs, and besides Liddell, most of them probably gravitate more to the Democratic Party. And right now, I'm part of the Democratic Party. They're a little cuckoo, okay? They're just a little nuts. And I feel like that anybody who sort of leans to the left is going to feel it's incumbent upon them to get her out of the house because she is the avatar for Trump. And I feel like that they'll feel like I will look bad to America if I have a shot to get rid of Omarosa and I don't take it. I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I mean, who do you think is going to be that person, the champion of the left to target Omarosa?
I mean, probably Ross, Shannon. Even Marissa?
Yeah. I think they're going to target her, but I don't think it's going to be... she's just going to be so... she's going to come in. I think she's going to create a lot of fireworks, and then I think she'll be up on the block and out the door instantly. I don't think it's going to even get to a policy standpoint with her.
I think she's also going to be like, it's possible she's just going to be like, I'm going to create a moment and I'm just going to walk out. Like, I'm not even going to get voted out. I'm just going to leave. Like, I could see, she's the kind of person to want to create reality TV moments. Mm-hmm. And she could see that. I could see her thinking, that's my moment, is I'm not going to take it from them. And I'm just going to walk out that door of the Big Brother house where we're supposed to be locked in. Like, I'm just going to leave. And so that's, you know, going to be really disappointing if that's what happens, but I could totally see it happening.
Yeah,
I feel like she's also a little bit, she's going to big time them a little bit. I mean, Rob, she was in the White House up until like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the White House up until 2 months ago. And I feel like she's not going to do anything she doesn't want to do. So good luck to anybody trying to get her to do something.
Now, I have no idea, you know, how it, you know, it came to be that they got her for the show. What I would really, really hope is that in, you know, when they booked her for the show, they wrote language into the show that she has to participate in the game to get paid. Because if she will find a way out, if there is not that protection, that you will not get to see her on the couch with Julie Chen. She will walk off the set and she will just be gone. And so I love that they have her here. I'm excited that they cast her. I don't trust her, Taryn. And I think that she is not somebody, I don't think you can trust her.
You know, who knows? Maybe there's a Matt Hoffman in that house who's going to be like, you know what? Maybe we should leave her in here because she takes all the heat off of the rest of us. And she stays for a little while. You never know. And then, yeah. or she could also be the equivalent of the saboteur. So
yeah, and they're mentioning it in the chat, but I also saw this online that she was given like $1 million to do Celebrity Big Brother and given a pilot for a talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like,
that's a lot of money to throw at somebody like that. That's a lot of money. Not a lot of people like right now. I mean, I don't know anybody on the right or the left who really likes Omarosa right now.
Well, that's the thing. So. She's the great uniter, Brent. Everybody hates her. Republicans, Democrats, people all over the country. People love to hate her. And again, I don't want to take anything away from her career on reality TV. But I think if you talk to just about, and I could be dead wrong about this, if you talk to the biggest Trump supporter in the world, like, oh no, we're glad Omarosa is gone. So I don't think that really she has any sort of a base other than people that love to watch her on reality TV.
Yeah, I think that's it. She doesn't have any base whatsoever. She tends to get in fights with people, and she does it in such a way where it's always like, well, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting upset?
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm just saying that you have a bad weave. I didn't say I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Why are you getting mad at me? I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah,
but look, I'm hoping for the best case scenario. I really am, Taryn. Look, if you win this draft and Omarosa somehow makes it through the gauntlet and wins the game, then I bet we'll have a really exciting February.
Yeah, and I'll call myself a genius.
You saw, this was my master plan. You guys picked all the other players, and I got left with Omarosa, and I went on to win.
I did it on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, we should have given Omarosa to Kakuno. I'm telling you, that's what we should have done.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk through the draft and see what everybody ended up with. Okay. So we had Team Brent, which turned out to be Ross Matthews and Brandy Glanville. We have Team Rob, which is Shannon Elizabeth and James Maslow. We have Team Melissa, which ended up being Mark McGrath, Keisha Knight Pulliam, mm-hmm. and Meta World Peace.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
And then Team Taryn turns out to
be Team Genius.
Team Genius. Okay. He ends up with Marissa Jarrett Winoker. He ends up with Chuck Liddell.
Or Liddell, as Taryn says.
Ariadna. And Omarosa. Not Edmarosa.
So he basically has three picks because Omarosa ain't winning. So
well, yeah. We'll see. He's got four tickets.
Getting my fourth. Yeah.
He's got four tickets. Okay. This is so exciting. I'm very pumped up for this cast because, again, they're not huge names, but I do think that just about everybody that's there that brings something to the table in my mind, whether it's going to be drama, whether they're there to play the game. Every single person brings something to the table except for one person in my mind.
You're not going to reveal who that is?
She might be on Melissa's team.
Oh, well, yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But like I said, I agree with you. But if like I said, Celebrity Mole Yucatan, that's available online. Not that anybody's going to go watch it. But, she was very fun on there and had a good time and was chilling and was looking for clues and whatnot. And, I feel like this might have just been a bad day for her.
Maybe. Okay. All right. So, so much stuff going on in the world of Rob as a podcast right now. Another episode of First One Out is about to drop, Taryn.
Yes. Very excited. Episode been working two. Very hard on it.
Yes. So we'll catch all of Josh Wiggler's on location reporting from Fiji up on the podcast feed in First One Out, which will feature four long form interviews with the Survivor Ghost Island cast. By the way, people have been talking about Ghost Island. What is it? I don't know. I told my kids about Ghost Island today. They were riveted. They're like, Ghost Island? Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, there's a Ghost Island. They said, oh my God, I don't want to go to Ghost Island. I said, okay, well, somebody's going there. Could be Josh Wiggler. Yeah. So they were into that. That being said, so much going on. We've got the Amazing Race currently going on. All of the Survivor preseason. We, I believe, our next Big Brother broadcast will be live after the premiere coming up on Wednesday night, the 7th. Is that right, Taryn?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Taryn, I know that we are scheduled to bring back the live feed updates on Rob has a website. Do you have any information on what the schedule is going to look like for that?
It'll probably be just like it was over the summer. Probably going to be looking at like 10 a.m. Eastern in the mornings during the week. And then maybe, probably just 10 a.m. across the board.
Okay. All right. So 10 a.m. Eastern time for the live feeds. Who knows what the live feeds ultimately will be, but there will be live feeds, we are told. So if you want to find out how to get yourself some Big Brother live feeds and watch these big personalities in the Big Brother house, be sure to follow along with Taryn. And you can use our link for the Big Brother live feeds at robinswebsite.com/live feeds. All right, Brent, what's going on with RuPaul's Drag Race?
RuPaul's Drag Race aired episode 2 tonight. I actually just realized that walking into this with you guys, I forgot to tape it, actually. So I'm going to have to watch it online. That actually happened to me last week, too. I kind of forgot to set it as a series. My DVR knows RuPaul's Drag Race, but it does not know RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star. Somehow it's differentiating between the two. So I'm going to have to watch it. And it's been very fun. The first episode was actually just a blast. It was fun to see all the queens back. Me, Liana, and Mike Bloom are the ones podcasting about it, and we should have that out for you guys sometime on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So can't wait for everything. We're looking forward to hearing your reactions to the draft. You can talk to us all on Twitter. Of course, Taryn is Armstrong Taryn. Brent is One Lucky Gay, and Melissa is at It's Melissa with 3 A's.
Yes.
Okay. Melissa, are you feeling confident after the draft?
I feel very confident.
Very confident. Okay.
Very confident.
Ready to go. Can't wait to get into everything in the gauntlet here of Celebrity Big Brother. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.